Hi guys, this is Dirty Girl Secret. I mean Squirty Girl Secret. Because I'm so adept at hiding. Tarkus calls me Squeegee, which is adorbs. I made a post the other day on Gone Wild Audio asking for help in naming my new Lilo Elise 2 vibrator. The vibrator for the woman who prefers power and girth. And I got a lot of awesome suggestions. I got 42 suggestions to be exact. And for those of you who didn't listen to that post and are randomly listening to this one, I don't know. I have a thing where I like to name my sex toys. I had, this one is replacing a toy of mine, a little Lilo Liv, that I call Persephone. And then I have had other toys too. I have a Hitachi named Daddy. I have a Tantus Kush called the Crocodile. I have a glass toy, like a little tiny glass wand, I guess, with hearts on it that I call Valentina. I think that's it. There's randoms in there that don't have names. They get neglected a lot because I have some awesome toys, but this baby is definitely my new fave, new go-to. One of the things I really noticed is how discreet it is. Just, it doesn't really make a lot of noise. I mean, it does, but it's not anything that's like, it has a lot of power, and it's nothing like that Hitachi. That's just impossible. So it's a nice toy. I love it. So back to the names. So there were so many good ones that I have not been able to choose which one I want. So what I did is I put them into several categories. And I'm going to just pick at the end of this, having no idea. No idea. I've kind of thought of like what my favorites are in each category, but I really don't know where I'm going to go with this. So it's just going to happen spontaneously at the end. Okay. So here are the categories. The first category, sort of broad category, is dudes' names. So there was Bob, Tyrone, Randy, which is sort of a double entendre, Buzz, same deal there, and Brian Fontana. Then there's some historic dudes' names. Rutherford B. Cocksure as a president. And William Makepeace Fuckery, who was apparently very important in the French and Indian Wars. And then there's the musical one. So those of you who didn't get to hear this toy does have this one setting, the random setting, that to me, it really sounds like it's singing a song. Let me see if I can find it and if I can put it right up to the mic for you. Not that. That's a good one too. The revving one. This is making me feel funny. This is a little... I feel like there's a little melody there. I can't sing it because it's random, but... You hear it? Okay. So yeah, so I mentioned that in the recording, and so a number of you came up with some musical references, I guess. And I have to say, I really love a couple of these. There's Cunt Singer, which I love. So one of my friends said it sounds very crass, which is hilarious because what? And then there's Beyonce, which is awesome. It's just awesome. I can't even, yeah. And Black Betty, which is apparently a Tom Jones song. So there would be a theme song if I picked Black Betty, which is really appealing. And then there's Destination Harmonization, which sounds like maybe some type of hippie cult, perhaps. Then there are the literary inspired names. And this one was definitely a crowd favorite. I got a couple of people telling me that this was their fave. Ferdinand the Friendly Bull, which is a children's book from a long, long time ago. there is Othello. What? And then there's William Shakespeare, which I have to say is kind of brill, because it's shaking, like shake, shake, you hear it shaking, and it really does shake. Spear, get it? It's kind of brilliant. I really think it is. The Stately Bard, and then Maleficent, which I'm not sure if it fits in that category, but it's awesome because there's not too many girl names on here. And that is one of them, and I liked that also. Then there's the mythic creatures, and these were some really good ones too. Chernabog, which is the demon in Fantasia that is like ruling over Bald Mountain. There's Phoenix, which despite Phoenix phobias maybe, how should I say, self-serving reasons for offering up that name, I do think it's quite good because it is sort of rising from the ashes of the old. I liked, he had a good argument. That kind of convinced me a little bit. Phantom, which is also good because it sort of like disappears inside of me. Oh my god. Trogdor, and I, yep, I know what that is. It's a dragon. It burns things like thatch roofed cottages. And then Sex Panther, which is from, which is in reference to Brian Fantana, and it's a good one too. I mean, Sex Panther, that's good. That's really good. And then this is my Hell No category, which I feel like there's no way I would ever name anything of these, but I love them also because they're hilarious. The first is My Little Pony. Oh my god, no. Fabio? No. Mr. Wiggle? No. L. Ron Dildo. I have like a problem with the word dildo, and also L. Ron Hubbard, like that's Scientology? No. Shaft. You know what? Shut your mouth. And then Master, fuck that. I'm not calling anybody Master, let alone some toy. So no. Those are my Hell No categories. I got them right off, but they're also awesome, so thank you. Then there are the sort of ocean, wet, watery inspired ones, because if you happen to listen to that recording or not, you don't really have to understand that this is a massive toy that is a G-spot stimulator, and I posted it under Squirty Girl's secret account, which this thing, oh my goodness, yeah. So this one I have, like, the first one is, it's a good one. It's a really good one. It's punny, which I love. But I can't say it. It's Pussy-iden, like Poseidon and Pussy, which is kind of brilliant. It's a hard one to say. The other is Nautilus, great. Titan, Rainmaker, really good. Old Faithful, and Triton's Revenge. Old Faithful's good, with the gushing. They're all really good. They're good. These are all really good. I'm going to just have to buy more sex toys, I think, is what it's coming down to. Then there is the last category, which is the gods and goddesses, which I think is sort of inspired by the fact that my other toy that it's replacing is named Persephone, the goddess of spring. The first was Dionysus, which I always pronounce. I'm not sure how to pronounce. So Dionysus is good. Zeus, obvs, pretty obvs. Thor, Thunder, Rams, Demeter, which is a really good one in sort of a more serious of the seasoned gods. Elysium, which is also very lovely. I guess that's more of a place than a god. And then Vesta, which is hilarious, like kind of funny because, you know, virgins. And then Penelope, I can't remember who that's. It's just a pretty name. It's something, but I can't remember who it is, but it's very pretty. So, all right, I think that's all of them. I was telling a couple of friends that I can't do it. I'm just gonna go with Persephone too. it does come with a rather good name, Elise. That's kind of interesting. I don't know where they came up with that. All right. These are the ones that kind of stand out that I really have liked. Now, I really like Brian Fantana. The only issue with that one is that I lost my virginity to somebody, Brian, and I just really don't need to think about that every time, you know, I play with this toy. I really like Cunt Singer. I also really like Black Betty. I also really like Ferdinand the Friendly Bull. Phoenix. Thor. And Old Faithful. I also like Titan a lot. And William Shakespeare. These are good. You are smart, fun, interesting people. Then Ramses. I'm gonna close my eyes. And then I'm gonna look at this computer screen, and the first one that I focus in on is gonna be the name. Okay. Here we go. Sex Panther.